obviously decisions made by Gabe Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, because I've just seen that Master Rash has come out of the last race, 9, number 3, and Adrian is joining us. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Andrew.
Just looking at you've waited and just seen what track conditions are like with the Ash?
Yeah, look, we sort of had an indication going in that it was probably not going to be his weekend. He's just, his form, he has struggled on the heavy conditions. So, look, there's a nice race for him next Saturday, and hopefully it can clear up throughout the week for him, because he's going great, and it just would have been such a shame for him to return on a heavy track and probably lose that confidence again. It's taken a while to build up with him.
Adrian, you've had a flying start to the season. I think 8 city wins from 31 runners for the month. It must be satisfying.
Yeah, no, hugely satisfying. I've got a lot of young horses that got a lot of potential to progress nicely through their grades, and we've put some great foundations into the horses throughout the winter. That the team worked really hard, and hopefully we're sort of seeing all that come to fruition now, and can have a bit of luck with them over the carnival.
Mm. Yeah, you start with Wimlar in race 2. Well, she's got good wet form and a very fit racehorse.
Yeah, I think that's the key for her going into today. I was disappointed with her run there last start, but I think she may have just felt the firm track on that day. So definitely getting back to the wet conditions, I think, is key for her today. Prior to that, her form had been quite consistent and she'd been racing very well. So she hasn't shown any indications that she's trained off. She looks great and right up to the mark. So a fit horse going back to a track she's performed at well. I think it looks a nice race for her.
Could she race closer at 1,500?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Just last start, she probably got a bit too far back than we would have liked. Naturally stepping up in trip, she should be able to have to find that more forward position.
Ula Saba, race 4, well, racing consistently, this horse.
Yeah, he's thriving on his racing at the moment. I know he's had a fair bit of racing as well. But look, it was a strong win there last start. Get the indication that he should handle the conditions, and another one that's just a very, very fit horse and going in with a lot of confidence.
Wolf, we know what sort of a record he's got. Obviously, you find out today what his wet track ability is.
Yeah, that's the only unknown for us. I feel it's he's capable of taking that next step once again. He looks to have improved out of the run and in his work. So I guess the big question mark for us is the conditions. He's trialled reasonably well on the heavy, but unknown under the racetrack conditions for us. We'll have to see how it pans out for him today, but the horse is in excellent shape.
Just listening to a few interviews with Tim, he says he doesn't give you a good lead on the track. He's just a laid-back customer.
Yeah, he can be a bit difficult to get a line on, but he's Tim's getting to know him well now, and he's most impressed with him on Tuesday.
Race 8, Mr. Songman, was very good first up, and well, you would expect him to improve off it.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent first up. Over an unsuitable trip, the 1,200 is probably still short of his best. I think he enjoys a little bit of the sting out of the ground, so I don't think that'll worry him today. Just looking forward to him getting up to the 1,400 and the mile later in his campaign. That's sort of where he's going to be best placed. But it's a strong race today, but really happy with him going into the run. I think it's an excellent chance for us.
Any reports with Chess Star, first up race 2, won a Flemington jump out?
Yeah, he obviously is brilliant first up last campaign, and then he just has struggled when he went up to Queensland. He pulled up with a knee chip at the end of that campaign, so he's had that removed, and hopefully that will help him. Sort of the reason for his poor performance there, which tailed off the campaign. So first up fresh, he's in great shape, and looks a nice race for him.
How's the babies ticking along towards the 2-year-old trials?
Yeah, just starting to ramp up the work on a few of those now, so I'm excited by some of the young ones coming through. Always an interesting time of year for us, that's for sure.
Yeah, beauty. Good luck with them today.
Thanks very much.